Well, hello people. Now here is one of those magical femons. So I guess she was in a relationship with a guy, and she got pregnant and had a baby, and she told the guy she wasn't actually sure who the father was. Sounds like a wonderful, magical femon. So anyway, she asked the man for £300 so she could get a paternity test done, you know, DNA. So the man gave her the money. Then it wasn't long after that she produced a paper and handed it to the man. Apparently it was results of the DNA test, which said he was 99% the father of the child. But anyway, the guy, sometime or other, contacted the place where she got the DNA test done, and they said they have no record of any DNA test performed. Then it was found out that she'd actually got a forgery online and altered it, and that in fact he wasn't the father of the child at all. Of course, the man had already created a bond with the child, thinking that it was his, and now it wasn't, because she lied. And of course, this is the worst lie of all. But femons do it far more often than you think. I wonder how many guys right now are bringing up a child that really isn't theirs. There's always one way to prove it, guys. Get a DNA test. And don't let her do it. She'll only budge it and forge it. And of course, because she's a femon, she was spared jail. She not only lied about the worst thing you could lie about, she also forged documents, and she still didn't get jail time, proving that paternity fraud will continue. I mean, this man was even present at the birth and everything, and she was only given a 13-month suspended sentence and ordered to pay him back £300. Just think about what she's put this man through. So I guess it's okay to sort of lie and forge DNA documents. Even the judge said she had opportune time to tell the truth, but she kept on lying and lying. And he doesn't understand why she did that. Judge isn't very clued up. She lied because she's a femon. It's their nature. Never trust a femon, guys. I'll put a link to the news on down below, guys. Take it easy.